News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Thursday, November 9th, and we have Oak Mountain Academy in the studio today. We are also live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests, feel free to type those in, and I'd be happy to read them out to our guests. Today we have the middle school from Oak Mountain Academy in the studio with us today. We have the middle school dean, Mrs. Jennifer Ruiz, as well as Max Mills, Damian Ruiz, of some relation to Mrs. Jennifer Ruiz. We also have Madeline Hansen and Gordy Karchenko. Said it right. Awesome. See, I told you, I make mistakes. I got to make sure I get it right. Awesome. So keep an eye on me. Make sure I say your name right. So today we're just going to be chatting about the about everyday life at the middle school. If you've listened to our Oak Mountain Academy programs before, you know that it is a it's a very packed experience, weaving in extracurricular activities into their academic journey and trying to customize the experience for each student based on their interests and their and what they want to do. There's so much to talk about. We're going to be talking with the middle school students that have joined us today. Thank you all for coming in and hanging out with me today. And of course, hang out with Miss Jennifer Ruiz so she can tell us all about what's been going on. So first, we'll throw it over to Mrs. Jennifer Ruiz. Good morning, Mrs. Ruiz.
Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Oop, let me get that mic over to you. I'm just moving it all over the place. Okay. So talk to us. Tell us a bit about you.
Okay, well, my name is Jennifer Ruiz. I am a native of Puerto Rico and moved to Carrollton in 2006. I frequently say it's because of Carlos, my husband. He was not wrong when he knew that Carrollton was a wonderful location for us to raise our family. I've been in education for almost 20 years, primarily with middle school students, and things just happen magically. Sometimes they just come together. I was not intentional about studying middle school education, but it just fell on my lap, and once it did, it just felt like it was the right place for me.
It's the right fit.
It was, and then the opportunity presented itself where in 2020 I was able to transition from the public school system to Oak Mountain Academy, and it has been a wonderful experience for myself professionally, personally, and also for my children that also attend Oak Mountain Academy.
Great kids. So, every time some Oak Mountain kids come in, it's always fun. First of all, they're as we mentioned earlier, they're busy. They're always they're in clubs, they're in STEM clubs, you know, and they're working on their academics, and they always bring a great energy into the studio. So, curiosity's sake, and I may have asked you this before, but I don't think I have. When you were in middle school, do you remember having a middle school teacher that just really made an impact on you?
What a great question, and no, you have not asked me that before. Just to backtrack a little bit, one of the primary reasons also why we made this transition for our children, Carlos and I, is because I attended private school growing up. And that is when I realized that I wanted to be a teacher. When I was in fourth grade, school was my sanctuary growing up. And it was because of, I was in everything from chorus to volleyball to basketball. I was able to do all of those things that I wanted to do. There was no cap, there was no limit because I was in a small setting. Mm. And everyone encouraged everyone to do those things. And so again, very magically, it was an opportunity that I knew my children would be able to do as well. One of my favorite teachers growing up, when I knew that I want to be like this person, was Mr. Johnson. Mr. Andrew Johnson. It was a very small school that I attended first when we were in Puerto Rico. It's called Christian Day School. And Mr. Johnson just was an incredible teacher. He was always there for volleyball games. He would encourage us to be a part of the academic team. And it was just something that I wanted to be like him. And I hope that I'm making him proud to this day.
I'm confident that you are. He made you feel like you could do anything.
He did. And to this day, there are 16 of us that graduated from that class, and we are all pretty close on Facebook. You know, we're really close. So, and that speaks to that experience that we had, that it was a family bonding experience, very much like what my children and our students are able to vividly carry out every day at school. Our families are very close.
Shout out to Mr. Andrew Johnson. The legacy continues.
Yeah.
That's really cool. You got to share this with the other graduates.
I will.
They'll have to write in and tell us their experiences with Mr. Johnson. So, well, tell us a bit about Oak Mountain Academy's middle school. I know that there are lots of things that we're going to get into with the students, but perhaps, a bit about academics, some of the clubs that are accessible for the students, as well as the housing system that you have going on.
Okay. So, and I do want them to do all of the talking because I don't want there's no real script for this. And I think that is very important because it's not something that we've told them, this is what you have to talk about.
Absolutely.
I want them to be honest about their experience because they're the ones that are having the experience. And that's what we're doing as adults is providing those experiences for them that will carry them through life. But with that said, the middle school is very busy, very, very busy. I think all parents, that's one of the things I do encourage parents is it's a good thing to keep your children busy because they're safe. They're in an environment where they're provided love and support and they can learn so much about those experiences, right? We have a tremendous amount of co-curriculars and we have many opportunities for clubs. We call those co-curriculars because we embed those throughout the day, throughout the school day, so that then they can go home or they can pursue other interests that they have outside of school. Or also then this is where the athletic piece comes in after school, that a lot of them are a part of different sports at Oak Mountain Academy and they can pursue those adventures as well. But our teachers are magicians. You know, I've used that word a lot, but they're just incredible human beings that love kids. And I think we could attest that the same way that we have wonderful families on the mountain that make it a very special place, our teachers contribute to that positive experience that our kids have. So we have a lot of people that all share that mission and vision at Oak Mountain of servitude, of love, of loving thy neighbor, of respect, honesty, responsibility. That's the warrior way. And then with that's all embedded throughout the school day. Like I said, with the clubs and the academics, everything we do is aligned to that mission and vision.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So now the housing system, could you speak a bit to that?
I can. So the housing system is something that when you have a small school, our kids are taking classes together with their classmates all day long. However, with the housing system, they have an opportunity to get to know other students in other grades. And then, of course, the coming together, that be it by study hall or by house games, right? The housing system is implemented to help develop interpersonal skills. And we do so in different ways by, again, playing games that can be solving problems. It could be something competitive like the rock, paper, scissors when y'all do the hula hoop, right? And so, of course, there's this positive camaraderie of wanting their team, right, to succeed. But we also understand that you learn a lot also from not succeeding. And then how do you plan that, right, for the future and working together with your team about learning through the win or the loss. So the housing system comes together and it functions with the purpose of them being able to solve problems together and working together cooperatively.
Essential life skills. You know, when you're moving out into the adult world, you know, you'll always be faced with problems, but there are no problems pretty much that you can't deal with.
And there are strengths and weaknesses that everyone has.
But together
on a team, and you have to learn how to accommodate those strengths and weaknesses and learn from those experiences.
You're listening to Community Voice. Time is 8:38. The adults are pretty much done talking for now. We're going to let the middle school, Oak Mountain Academy's middle school, is about to take over Community Voice here in the next segment. But we're going to be talking all about everyday life at the middle school after we take this first commercial break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:40. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Thursday, November 9th, and we have Oak Mountain Academy's Middle School in the studio with us today. They have overtaken Community Voice, and they are going to be running the show here as we continue our conversations with the middle school students. We just heard from middle school dean, Mrs. Jennifer Ruiz. If you get a chance, please go back and check out the full podcast of this episode so that you can hear her information as she talks a bit about the middle school. And we are also live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests, I keep checking that. Happy to read those out to relay those to our guests. But otherwise, we're just going to have a conversation. So let's throw it over to middle school student Gordy Karchenko. Gordy, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Awesome. Dude, thank you so much for waking up bright and early and coming on the radio. Seriously, I really appreciate it. We're glad to have you. So go ahead.
We're glad to have you, too.
Well, thank you. Excellent. Now, let's talk about athletics. I know that that's something that you're really interested in. So talk about your athletic athletic activities at Oak Mountain Academy.
So at Oak Mountain Academy, I play basketball, and after basketball, I also do tennis and soccer. But there's much more varieties than basketball, tennis, and soccer. There's also cross country and OMA swimming, and
a bunch of others.
Yeah, a bunch of others.
So wait, so you're telling me all of those are available at Oak Mountain Academy? So you can cross country, all that.
Yeah, there's no tryouts because it's Miss Reese wants to make it an open sport for everyone.
Yeah, so everybody can be included.
Yes.
I think that's pretty cool, right? Because then it gives everyone the opportunity to practice and get better. I mean, for example, I'm terrible at basketball. Like, I'm sure you could just absolutely juke me to death. Like, there's no doubt you could beat me in basketball. I could learn a lot from you. So, you know, if I were a student at Oak Mountain Academy, it'd be pretty cool to be able to be on the team, and then I could learn from someone like you. Now, do you have any basketball player that you look up to, or a soccer player?
In OMA or in worldwide?
Worldwide. Because you're obviously the hero at Oak Mountain Academy. There's no doubt about it. So let's talk about worldwide.
Well, I look up to Steph Curry.
Cool.
Yeah, he's the most, he's top five basketball player, and he makes the most threes in a game.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's something that you strive for. You try to make Steph Curry proud.
Yeah.
And of course yourself.
Yeah.
So between the two, between those three, so you say you also play tennis.
Yes, sir.
Now, do you have a tennis and soccer inspiration that you look up to? Not in particular?
No, sir.
That's cool. Well, hey, that's great, because, I mean, you're wanting to make yourself proud every day. Now, how is it hard juggling academics with athletics?
I always put academics before athletics because academics will be much more important than athletics in the future, so I can get a job and pay rent.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's one of those, we're talking about problems you're going to have to solve. Yeah. That's one of those things out there. Yeah. You're going to have to pay rent.
So when I have a missing assignment, which I mostly don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always do it before I go play basketball with friends or play video games.
Sure. Now, do you have a favorite subject in school that you like?
My favorite subject is math. It's really fun and it's really easy to learn.
See, this is one of those things where I'd need your help because I'm terrible at math. So I'm going to have to get you to help tutor me a little bit, okay? Now, do you have a possible career that you'd like to pursue one day outside of, you know, beating Steph Curry in basketball?
I thought about it, but I never I never consider it a question.
Sure. Well, the good thing is you have plenty of time. I mean, someone told me once, you don't really need to know exactly what you want to do until, you know, maybe sophomore year in college. You know, that's when you're going to start trying to focus in on something. Gordy, it's such a cool, so cool to meet you and talk to you. Thank you for coming on and talking with me on the radio. Seriously, it was a great conversation.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Now, we're going to throw it over to Max Mills. Max, hop on that mic there, boss. Tell us a bit about your... Well, let's talk about your co-curriculars, some academics. I know that you're interested in project-based learning. Could you talk a bit about that?
Yes, and we have many projects. Like in social studies, we do these projects like mummification.
Like the Egyptians?
Yes.
Whoa.
And cool. Like a timeline of the Egyptians and Mesopotamia, the Greeks, etc.
Man's dropping the ancient civilizations on us right now. Mesopotamia, yeah. Wow, Sumeria, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So having a project like this, does it make learning easier because you know this is something you're all working on collecting information about?
Yes, it makes us learn it easier and.
Sure. You're all working together.
Yes.
It makes it more exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, I always like group projects because I know that, you know, if I don't know something, maybe Madeline or Gordy will. So that goes a long way.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a favorite subject in school?
Social studies.
Social studies. Well, yeah. I mean, first thing you mentioned was mummification in ancient Egypt. So, you know, the old dynasty and all
mm-hmm.
that. So do you have a particular career you might want to pursue one day?
Engineering, maybe.
Whoa, engineering. Engineering, is it what interests you in about engineering? Is it did that come from learning about the pyramids? Because I know they're an engineering marvel, you know.
Not really. It's just what I wanted to be since I was a little kid.
So, what kind of engineer? Like an aerospace engineer or a buildings engineer?
I'm not too sure yet, but I just want to be an engineer, some type.
That's awesome. I mean, that's a huge deal to get to say you're an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. I mean, so I'm guessing like Gordy, you're good with math.
Yes.
Wow. See, that's great. I mean, I always used to say that the only way I would be in an upper level math class is if I were sweeping the floor. So I'm very impressed with both of you. Now, do you have any co-curriculars that mean a lot to you? You'd like to talk about?
Chess club. Chess club. Builders club.
Builders club. What's that?
Well, it's where a lot of people come together and do stuff for homeless people or, like, right now they're making this angel tree.
Oh, nice.
Which is amazing. And I love doing stuff for the Builders Club.
It's cool because you're helping people who have less, people who
yes.
are in need.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we were talking about group projects. You all get to band together. Collect items to put up on the angel tree that can be given to those who have less.
Yeah.
So, you know, do you have any words for families that are considering bringing their child to Oak Mountain Academy? Like, maybe let them know what your experience has been like.
Yes, my experiences have been amazing. The Oma family is awesome. They bring so much joy to me and probably the other students in the school, and they're just awesome, and they support you in everything, every sport, everything.
You know what, Max? You're awesome.
You're
awesome also. Thank you for coming on and chatting with us, because this was a great conversation. And honestly, I'm going to need you to teach me how to play chess, because I don't know. I'm a pro at checkers. I'm not very good at checkers, but I need you to teach me chess, okay? So time is 8:49. We're going to take our second commercial break. Like I said, time flies by, no? So we're going to take our second commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to chat with Damian Ruiz as well as Madeline Hansen, two middle schoolers who are very active in the middle school up on the mountain. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Thursday, November 9th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We got Oak Mountain Academy's Middle School in the studio with us today. We are live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our illustrious guests, let them know and I will relay them to the guests. So we have, of course, the middle school dean, Mrs. Jennifer Ruiz, as well as students Max Mills, Damien Ruiz, Madeline Hansen, and Gordy Karchenko. Do you like that it took me the whole show to add the trill to the front of Ruiz there? Ruiz,
perfect.
Thank you.
You're a great Spanish student.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That means a lot coming from her. So let's throw it over to student Madeline Hansen. We, Madeline, we're already pals because we established before the program that you're into one act. So am I. So tell us a bit about your co-curriculars. Let's start with one act.
So I'm doing one act play for the first time this year, and it's been a whole lot of fun because it's with some of the other high school students, and it's been a really good way to get to know them and just to act, which I love.
It's a thrill, right?
Yes.
So what shows have you guys done or are about to do?
This is my first year, but this year we are doing a play called A Play with Words.
Dig it. So tell us a bit about it.
So the play is kind of like a detective show. It starts out with this guy helping three people find their what. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a comedy as well.
Oh, because it's a literal play on words. So I see. Okay. So it's like they're going to find their what's. And then they got to find the who's and the where's. So do you have a character or are you in the ensemble?
I'm one of the people who's missing their what. I am me.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Play on words. So this is your first one act.
Yes, sir.
Now, have you had the opportunity to act before?
I have done a couple shows with the Cultural Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
I've done Frozen, Jungle Book. Not too many, though.
I mean, that's more than a lot of people already. So Frozen and Jungle Book. Who are you in Jungle Book?
I was the Monkey King.
I was just about to ask if you were a monkey, because I don't know. I always want to. I love how that like King Louis eating like the bananas. I always thought that looked so fun. So, what are some other co-curriculars that you're interested in? Any athletics or anything?
Yes, actually, I am currently doing basketball, and I do volleyball and tennis, athletic-wise. So that's a lot of fun.
Staying busy.
Yes, sir. And co-curricular-wise, I'm doing chorus and band.
Chorus and band on top of the athletics?
Yes, sir.
What instrument do you play in the band?
I play clarinet.
Nice. Clarinet. That's really cool. So chorus. You've been in chorus for a while. Are you a soprano or an alto?
I kind of fluctuate between the two. I usually stick with soprano, but a couple times I have done alto.
Dig it. See, I'm the same. I typically hang around baritone. You know, I don't have a deep enough voice to be bass. But I can't be a tenor, so I'll just sort of hang out around the baritone. Academics, do you have a favorite subject at Oak Mountain Academy?
My favorite subject would definitely be science. We do have a lot of labs and hands-on learning. Favorite probably has been the Flaming Cheeto lab recently.
Let's go back. What's that? What's the Flaming Cheeto?
So basically, we burnt the Cheeto to get it to heat up the water that we hung above the Cheeto
mm-hmm.
to find how many calories were in the Cheeto.
Whoa, I'm going to go do this experiment later after I eat the rest of the Cheetos. So that's nuts. So, you know, I did learn that, you know, Cheetos, Doritos, if you're ever like stuck in the woods and you have a pack of Doritos, it's like a wick. You can light the end of a Dorito and it will burn. I learned that in fireman training. It told me all about it, that you can do that. So that was an experiment that you guys did. Now, as far as science, do you have a particular, is that something you might want to pursue as a career, some sort of science?
Yes, I want to be a veterinarian, and so life science, I want to pursue more in that.
Cool, okay, all right, it's veterinarian. Work with tiny animals, big animals, or all animals?
there's no animal in particular, probably sticking with small animals, but, you know.
That's a shame. I literally have a sick hippopotamus. I was going to see if you would, like, you know, help out this hippopotamus. But I understand. It's big and scary. They're very scary hippos. So you're going to want to pursue something in the life sciences. Do you have any words for our listeners about Oak Mountain Academy? Anything you want to tell them?
There's so many opportunities you can do at Oak Mountain. And like Max said, there's so many people there who just support you. And it's a great community and family to be with.
Dig it. Cool, cool, cool. Well, Madeline, thank you for coming on the program and chatting with me today. And good luck at One Act. I'm going to have to come check it out. I know you guys are going to do great. A play with words. That's really, really cool. So let's throw it over to Damian Ruiz, the son of Mrs. Jennifer Ruiz. I didn't realize that until the show got started. So how cool is that? What's it like having a mom as the middle school dean? Your mom, I mean.
It's just normal.
You're used to it by now?
Nothing's real different. Yeah. No one really talks about it. It's just like, I'm a normal student.
Yeah, and you were always going to do your best in school anyway, so it's not like her being around is going to make you do better, you know what I mean? You're a good student.
Yep.
Exactly. He looks over at her. So talk with me, Damian. Tell me, what are some co-curriculars you're interested in and partake in?
So there are a lot, actually. There's a band and chorus, and there's also academic team. That's my favorite one.
Excellent. Awesome. Academic team. Do you have a particular field of academia that you're interested in?
Science and math.
Science and math. A lot of math and science here. That's wild. Got an engineer down here at the end. This is crazy. Math and science. Do you have an idea of something you might want to pursue as a career?
Exactly what I want. Aerospace engineer.
Man, I just mentioned aerospace engineers earlier. So you got an engineer over here. You got an aerospace engineer. You want to work for SpaceX, NASA, or something like that?
I first want to get like experience maybe in the military with like the aerospace.
Space Force.
Space Force.
They're killing it. Space Force is doing some wild stuff.
Yeah, I know. They're doing some crazy stuff.
Yeah, see, that could be you, man. You could be in Space Force and learn all that. Then you could work at Aerospace Corporation or Raytheon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's just like exciting. A smaller place, and then I can move up.
Work on the habitats, like Bigelow Aerospace, like those inflatable habitats in space. I think they're really cool. We only have a few minutes left, but I did want to ask, real quick, are there any other extracurriculars you wanted to mention? Any athletics or anything?
Well, you can get to choose between algebra or pre-algebra.
That's pretty cool.
Also STEM club.
Nice.
We made a centrifuge in STEM club.
How does one make a centrifuge? You got to get in a washer or something or a dryer? Like,
a centrifuge is something used in medical purposes for like separating blood cells. Yeah, separating blood cells and other things. And it's actually used as like a toy. It can also be used. It's like a toy. Yeah.
It looks like a toy. It looks like a carousel.
Yeah, people use it as a toy. It's like some people make a toy because some countries are too poor to get a regular centrifuge.
Yeah, absolutely. So then you can have a toy centrifuge. I mean, that's pretty impressive. You're the first student I've ever met that, honestly, you're one of the first students I've ever met that wanted to be an engineer, an aerospace engineer. I just think that's really cool. I look forward to seeing what, you know, your career in Space Force. You know, if you end up landing on the moon, send me a selfie. I think that'd be really cool. I can show everyone that I know Damian Ruiz. So, Damian, do you have any message? We only have a couple of minutes left here. Do you have any words for our listeners about life on the mountain?
Well, Oak Mountain, it's like a college. You can just, they prepare for everything. It's a college preparatory school, and they're going to help you with all this stuff. They have something for all this. You can do anything.
That's fantastic. I definitely want to take a second to thank the middle school, not just the dean, Mrs. Jennifer Ruiz, but also Max Mills, Damian Ruiz, Madeline Hansen, and Gordy Karchenko for joining us on the program today. I did want to tell all listeners, the virtual open house for Oak Mountain Academy is going to be this Tuesday, November 14th at 9 a.m. You're going to want to check this out, especially if hearing from the middle school students has inspired you to want to learn more about life on the mountain. The link is in the comments, so hit that link, and you can check out the virtual open house Tuesday, November 14th. Mrs. Jennifer Ruiz, students, thank you all for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
And thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you next time.